Okay, so I'm on my way to work. After rewatch 2 of I, Frankenstein last night, and day 2 of my self-care workout. So I, Frankenstein, I watched it again, and a lot more made sense. That's not saying a lot, but I literally don't remember watching. Like, there were huge chunks of it I'm not sure I saw the first time. Not sure how that even happened, but yeah, so huge chunks of the movie that, you know, the first time I completely forgot happened. So that was good to watch it again. It did not get less confusing. It's still rather dense, at the same time not dense. Like, I don't think there's a lot of plot. It's not like I'm missing something incredibly intricate, but yeah. So basically, what I'm getting now that I've seen it twice is that the demons want to start a demon army or something in the world, and then they need people to, like, inhabit, that's not the right word, but they want people to, you know, inhabit, to become demons. So they need to get bodies. So they've gotten, like, a bunch of corpses, and they need to figure out how to reanimate the corpses. And so then Frankenstein's monster is, like, the key to how to reanimate a corpse. So basically he's, like, their solution. So once they figure out how to do it, then they'll have a bunch of demons. So I get that. That's fine. And then there's the gargoyles. I did not know they're, like, a real thing. I'm sure they are, but I just know them as, like, the stone thing. So it's gargoyles versus demons. You hear the word gargoyles more times than I will ever hear gargoyle again. It's funny every time you hear it. It's not less funny. It gets better. It's funny when Aaron Eckhart says it, because he's the only person without a beautiful British accent. He's like this terrible, he's just doing Aaron Eckhart. Everyone else is like, hello, and so, like, formal and Shakespearean. He's always like, he's always angry, and he just sounds mad in this, like, really gruff American accent. It's amusing. So second time around, I liked it more. It was nice kind of knowing a little bit what was going on. Now that I know, like, the plot, now I can figure out the names and kind of what's going on with the people. There's a bunch of characters that just have these very generic, you know, Greek mythology, like Theseus and Ophir and Nahirin and things like that, where I'm not getting that the first, like, I don't know what they don't mean anything to me. So I need to get those down, and then I feel like I can expand my life from there. So that's where I'm at right now. The movie was better the second time. It's not a good movie. I'm feeling like the first time, if I had just seen it once, I would say this is not a good movie because I don't get it. And the second time I'm saying I get it is just boring. So maybe it'll stop being boring eventually. I mean, it'll get more boring. That's, what am I saying? That it'll get more boring, but we'll see how that goes. So far, I don't dislike it. It's fine. It's amusing. The special effects now that I'm looking at them more carefully, are not good. So that's a little distracting. Like, parts of them are fine. Some of them just look like from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like, just masks. The masks look good, but they look cheesy and kind of cheap compared to, like, the really elaborate explosion special effects. So they probably should have either gone, like, full, like, low day, I don't know. The special effects on parts of it are really good, and then the rest of it's, like, real practical makeup, which then looks really cheap compared to some other stuff. So I'm saying it looks kind of cheap. So it does not help it at all. So I'd say second time around, first time I would give it, like, a confused C. Now I'll give it, like, a C+ because I get it. And see, now once I get, because I was focusing so hard on, like, trying to figure out stuff, I think I get all the little itty bits now that I wasn't getting the first time. So I think I get the flow of it. So I think now that I'm not distracted by trying just to figure out basic plot points, we'll see kind of how much it holds my attention. We'll figure some stuff out. Things I did enjoy. I love Bill Nye. Every time he's the best. He's the most confusing person. I mean, he's scary because he's a good actor, but he's not scary at all. He's a demon prince, which is funny every time he says that. And then he's supposed to be really intimidating. I just find him adorable. So I don't feel like he was the best nemesis for anybody because he's so cute. And so I'm not sure if that was the best bit of casting, but I like him. I like him in everything, so he can do no wrong. So that's, okay, so that's second rewatch of I, Frankenstein. I used it, so just in context, I'm only watching it when I'm doing kind of my self-care stuff. So this is to keep me making sure, it's in only an hour and 20 minutes, which is fantastic. So it's really not that long. So it forces me to do an hour and 20 minutes a day. So I did again the bike until the scene from last time, which is Go Home, Doctor. Which is, I was in hot anticipation because I knew it was coming up. I could see Bill Nye about to say it. And I'm like, yay, I'm almost done. So I did that for about 40 minutes. And then I spent the rest of the time just getting ready for tomorrow. Cleaning my room, doing my hair. And it was good. It kept me focused. And it said I have to keep doing stuff. I can't do something else, which is good. I mean, we'll see how much it keeps going. But so far, so good. All right, so that's day two. It's 7:23 in the morning. So this is a new day of I, Frankenstein later today, so we'll see how watch number 3 goes. All right, see you tomorrow.